Hello, this is Thursday Night Thoughts with Mike and Matt, and tonight we're going to talk about talking to God, talk about prayer and some of the attitudes that come along in that and some of the ways in which some examples at least that we see of prayer in the Bible and some of the ways in which we're instructed to pray to God. So, Mike, do you have any opening thoughts on that?
Yeah, really, you know, Matt, as long as I've been preaching and teaching, this seems to be a huge struggle for people. And I think sometimes, and that's why Matt kind of let off the way that he did, that what we're discussing tonight is talking to God. I think when we throw things out like prayer, like, well, I need to pray, that somehow the connotation becomes, I've got to be able to say stuff like David says, or I've got to be able to, if you worship regularly, you know, there's people that lead public prayer at worship that you're just like, wow, I mean, I don't even know how to say that stuff.
Yeah, very eloquent.
They're very eloquent. It's moving. It moves you. It moves others. I mean, there's some times that you're in awe, and I think sometimes it's very intimidating to say, you know, what do I do? Many people really struggle to pray. And it's one of those things that doesn't make any sense. It's not, you know, it's counterintuitive. Everybody knows, hey, if I've got access to the creator of the heavens and the earth, why wouldn't I talk to him? Why wouldn't I tell him what I need? And so part of it is, I think, a struggle to put things into words. Sometimes it's that you hurt so bad and you're so beat up and you're in such a bad spot. You can't even put into words how or why you got there. You just know you're there. There's different points and places in life, I think, we get where we're at rock bottom or we feel like the world's against us. And it's hard at that point when we know what we've done and we know who we are to then think that God wants to hear from us. You know, it's kind of like that, you know, to use a terrible analogy, you know, a kid that goes off and, you know, is terrible to his parents, robs them blind and runs off and then gets into a down and out spot and doesn't want to make that phone call back home. Yeah. You know, I think it kind of gets that way that, you know, well, I burnt that bridge. I can't ever go back there. I'm not the type of person that they'll ever let into a church. I've heard people say, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's like saying I've got a gunshot wound and they shouldn't let me in the hospital. you know, so I think it's a struggle. Matt, let me ask the question this way. How do you talk to God? I mean, how do you, is that something learned? Is it innate? How do you know what to say?
Well, there's examples of prayers that we have. You know, we've got the example of Jesus praying, and you have the example of Nehemiah praying in chapter 1 of Nehemiah. And, you know, really what you get out of those things is sincerity. You know, what you need to talk to God about is things that you're thinking about and that you're dealing with. And sometimes you don't have a struggle. It's not always something that you're coming to God for help. But, you know, acknowledging how incredible God is, you know, and praising Him, and, you know, looking for advice or for help, just to continue on being who you need to be. But I think really an effective prayer is, it's described in James chapter 5, the effective prayer of a righteous man. It doesn't have to be really wordy or have a lot of, you know, flowery speech. It doesn't have to be long to be effective. It has to be real.
I think that's exactly right, but it's, you know, it's somewhat intimidating when you say, you know, if I ask you, Matt, how should I pray, and you want to take me to John 17,
yeah,
and say, well, you know, just pray like Jesus did, and you see the raw emotion and humanity and depth of what he says and what he's concerned about, and even, you know, looking at Nehemiah's prayer and his love for his people and what he wanted to do to come back. I mean, those are, I think, sometimes maybe what people read in Scripture and get just overwhelmed and say, I can't say that.
Yeah, well, there are examples of other people who have said much shorter things, much more sort of to the point, I guess. And one of the examples, I think, is what you're thinking of is with the tax collector.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, not everybody can start with John 17 in their life, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think that everybody can start off with Nehemiah or some of the things that David said in the Psalms. I mean, I don't know that you start there. But I think a lot of us can start in Luke 18. You know, in Luke 18, we have this parable of the Pharisee and the publican, right? And in the parable of the Pharisee and the publican, Jesus talks about this Pharisee that goes up and just stands out on the corner and is announcing to the crowd, God, I thank you that I'm not like this publican, this tax collector, this terrible person. And I thank you that I'm great. And it's just this self-righteous prayer.
Yeah.
Where this guy's full of hot air and, to Matt's point, very insincere. He's not asking God for anything. He's not praising God for anything. He's just telling everybody how great he is. And Jesus contrasts this with this tax collector. And this tax collector, which would have been like the bottom regs of society, that nobody, the only thing I think worse than a tax collector was probably a Samaritan, but they just didn't like tax collectors. And in Luke 18, verse 13, the tax collector standing afar off would not even lift his eyes up to heaven, but beat on his breast saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus says, this man, who all he said in the eloquence of his prayer was, God, be merciful to me, for I'm a sinner, went down to his house justified. Sometimes, folks, that's just where we're at, where all you can say is, God, I messed some stuff up. Help me. Forgive me. Let me figure this thing out. I mean, all you can say maybe is, God, I'm a sinner and I'm sorry. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
And that's all that comes out. And you can be justified starting there. I mean, they're, what's eloquent about what the publican said here? I mean, did he say anything magical?
No.
Did he use, you know, for goodness sakes, there's not any these or thous in there, right? I mean, nothing he said is a magic formula. You know, some people will go to when the disciples ask Jesus to teach them how to pray, right? And they say, well, that's what you got to say verbatim. That's not what the publican said. I mean, Jesus is teaching them format. He said, you know, when you pray, pray like this. Say stuff like this. You know, God, thank you for what you've done for me, my daily bread. You know, help, you're seeking forgiveness. Forgive me as I forgive others. You know, there's pieces of that he says are important, but the publican here, all he could say was, God, just, I need mercy. You know, he wasn't even to the point of being able to give praise and thanksgiving.
Yeah.
He was just hurt.
Well, there's an acronym that somebody taught me a while ago that I've found particularly helpful that really, it teaches what the four basic components of a prayer are. You know, there's four different types of prayers, I guess, but all these four things can be in one prayer, but not every prayer has to have all of these four things that I'm about to talk about. And the acronym is ACTS, A-C-T-S. And the first word being adoration, you know, a praise for God. And the second one being confession, you know, to confess your sins before him and to admit that you've fallen short and that there's some things you're struggling with. And then the T, thanking God, thankfulness. You know, you are thanking him for the things that are going right in your life and the blessings that he's given to you. And then S being supplication or asking him for something, you know, asking him to help you in an endeavor or to be with something that's going on in your life and to give you some kind of direction through his word or to help you overcome some sort of struggle that you're going through. And those four things kind of sum up the main components, I think, of prayer. But all of those things have to come from a sincere place in your heart. They have to have, you know, that attitude behind them. And it has to be a mindset that you have. You know, Paul says, pray without ceasing in 1 Thessalonians. And that's not that we're constantly, you know, like there's just this 24/7 prayer going on in our head, but that, you know, our first instinct should really be to go to God with this stuff. You know, if anything is going really good in our lives, we should go to God for it and thank him for that. You know, if we are out walking around and we see the clouds and we think, you know, how incredible those are that God made them, we don't always notice them. But, you know, if you notice that, you know, take a moment to praise God for his creation. You know, if you've committed a sin and you're feeling really bad about that, you know, just the first thing you should do is confess that to God and ask Him for help with that. You know, and so it's really about the attitude that we have and the response, you know, where the priority is there.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly right. It's that, and I think that's where it is. It's a good word there, you know, priority. Do I want to talk to God? And I think part of the things that help this is our comfort level, right? A lot of us are on the phone a lot. You know, most of you youngsters, I feel like I'm so old sometimes, but most of you youngsters get into where you just text and you don't call people, you text. But in my day, you'd call somebody, right? And those calls were, the more familiar you were with the person on the other end, the easier to call, right? You can call mom and dad and chat. You can call your brother. You can call your best friend and just, you know, chat about whatever. It didn't matter.
And you want to.
And you want to, but the call was easy.
Yeah.
But let somebody you don't know call, or you got to call them. That call is uncomfortable.
It's stiff. It's awkward.
It's stiff. Yeah. It's awkward. You don't know what to say. You don't know, you know, hey, are they even going to get my sense of humor? Is this going to work out? I mean, you get real uncomfortable trying to make that call. And so I think the same thing goes with prayer. The more you talk to God, the easier it is. And as Matt said, you know, you follow things like that acronym. There's like the acronym that he gave. There's crutches and there's tools. Maybe you start off every day just, you know, before you go to bed saying, you know, God, thank you for today. And you think about some things that happened today. Or God, you know, help me with what happened today. And it can be that simple. And then you can build from that. You know, another prayer, kind of that next level up, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 12, Jehoshaphat, when he was praying for help against his enemies, his prayer was, Lord, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. And sometimes maybe that's where we are, is God, I don't know what to do about this situation in life. I don't know what's happened. I don't know what to do, but I know you can help. And that's it. It doesn't have to be this eloquency. It doesn't have to be this fancy words or whatever else. It can be, you know, God, today was a mess and I don't know what to do. I don't know how I'm going to face tomorrow, but I know you can help me.
And if there's a lot of things that you feel like you need to pray about, you know, but you feel like you might have trouble focusing enough to get through that prayer to really talk about all those things, there's nothing wrong with taking the time to write it down. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing that says you have to close your eyes and, you know, kneel down in order to pray. You can pray in the car with your eyes open. You can pray anywhere because it is talking to God. There's not a specific way, like a posture that you have to have. And if there's a better way to do that than just going off the cuff from your mind, you know, then pursue that.
Yeah. And as a public service announcement, if you're driving, please do not close your eyes and bow your head to pray. Please do not do that. eyes up, looking ahead, hands on the wheel at 10 and 2. And talk to God.
If you have to close your eyes when you pray and you're in the car, have somebody else drive.
Or pull over to the side of the road. I'm okay with that too. But being serious, you know, it comes down to just talking and getting used to it. What you'll find over time is that the more you talk to God, the more you miss it when you don't. Just like, you know, when you're dating or when you're talking to somebody every day, if you've got a roommate, you know, through college, I had a roommate, and this friend of mine, every night at the end of the night, we had the same routine. You know, we would, you know, we'd get home, we kind of talk about our day, we play some video games, we, you know, go back and forth on something, and then we go to bed. And then one day he gets married and moves out, and I don't have that anymore. And I missed it a lot because it was, you know, we were always there and we talked. And my prayer life's the same way. You know, if for some reason something happens and I don't have an opportunity because I'm rushed or fall asleep or whatever and miss a time that I normally pray, I miss it. Like I've, you know, how did that happen? You know, I need to get that back. But the more familiar we come with it, the more we miss it when something happens that keeps us away from our prayer life and keeps us away from talking to God. And the beauty of it too, it's really an unburdening. You know, I think it's difficult for us to verbalize some of our struggles, right? We know what they are, but it's hard to say them. But when we tell God about our struggles. God, I'm struggling in this area. I'm struggling with this. I'm struggling with this. I'm struggling with this. Sometimes, some of us, that list may be super long. Mine is a lot of the times. Right? And so we lay that out, and it's amazing how relieved we feel walking away knowing that that's in the hands of a God that loves us, that yeah. wants the best for us, that wants to help us. And knowing that our eyes are on you. God, I don't know what to do about this stuff, but I know my eyes are on you, and I know you're going to help me through this. Mm-hmm. And then I can let it go.
Yeah, when you're worried about something, the best thing you can do to relieve some of that is to pray to God, because he can do more about it than you ever could. And, you know, then that you've talked about it too, and that takes some of the pressure off of you.
Absolutely. Kind of as we bring this lesson to a close, I want to think about that. Don't start tonight and say that. I think some people approach prayer like they do these fad diets, right? Like, you know, I'm going to go on a diet and I'm going to lose 50 pounds. So tomorrow I'm going to stop eating anything that tastes good. You know, don't do stupid things like that, because 3 days in you hate it. So tonight, as you're listening to this, as we close, give yourself a 30-second prayer to God. God, thank you for being my God and allowing me to be your child. In Jesus' name, amen. So something that simple. God, I hurt. Help me. Something that simple. Don't turn this into something that's impossible. And set aside, starting out, 30 seconds, a minute, every day. There's somewhere along your way, you've got 30 seconds or a minute to talk to God. Start there. And as your faith builds, as your comfort level builds, that time will grow. And that time will become very, very precious to you. And your relationship with God's going to grow a lot closer. And it's going to be deeper. And you're going to appreciate it a lot more. And you're going to wonder in a few weeks or a few months what in the world you ever did before you started talking to God. But I encourage you, if you, and especially if you fall into the terrible habit, I hate to say it that way, but if all you're doing is you get into a rote prayer before meals, Lord, you know, thank you for supper, Jesus' name, amen, you know, stuff like that, that it becomes rote. You're not really talking to God. You're saying the same thing over and over. It's not really from the depth of your heart. You know, I encourage you to start this challenge. Give God 30 seconds, a minute every day, and do it that way. Again, you're not going to miss that time. You can do it while you're brushing your teeth in the morning, while you're in the shower, while you're driving to work. Again, as long as you're not closing your eyes while you're behind the wheel. But I encourage you to do that and put God to the test and see if he won't strengthen your faith and strengthen your life and make it better than what you could ever ask, think, or imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because it's sincere, not every prayer is going to be the same, and it shouldn't be. You know, and there's no such thing as a right prayer length. So don't feel any kind of pressure to keep it short or to keep, you know, to make it long, because it's not always the way that you say things, but it's the attitude behind it, and why you're praying. You know, are you praying to talk to God? Are you praying to get some of these things worked out? Or are you just praying because you feel like you have to, or somebody told you you should? So that's something that you need to get straightened out, I think, in your own mind too, that it's something you want to do and it's something that you feel compelled to do. But if you have any questions about prayer or about anything else, feel free to contact us to let us know. You know, the whole point of these podcasts is to get you thinking about some things that maybe you weren't thinking about before, and to just present some short thoughts from the Word of God to maybe help you through the rest of your day, or to get you on the right track. And if you have any further questions about this, please feel free to contact us. We have an email set up specifically for this at lexavchurch@gmail.com, and I'll put that on the link there. And we're also, Mike and I are both at the Lexington Avenue Church of Christ in Danville, Kentucky. So feel free to look that up and get in touch with us. If there's anything that we can do to help you, we would be more than happy to do that.
And if you need help getting started, if we can pray for you, we can pray with you, or you can come and just worship with us. We'd love to help you in every step of this journey, because the deal is we just want to help you get closer to God and build a relationship that it ought to be. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.